With the number of Ebola cases increasing rapidly in the worst affected countries of West Africa, researchers are moving with lightning speed to get experimental medications tested for human use. But the process can seem frustratingly slow. One promising medication, now in safety trials in Mali, won't move into a more advanced phase of human clinical trials until early next year at the soonest, says a prominent vaccine researcher. That phase will look more closely at the drug's safety and whether it's effective in preventing Ebola. No cases of Ebola have been reported in Mali. The vaccine trials are expected to include people in Guinea, which borders Mali, and where the epidemic is out of control. Mike Levine, director of the Center for Vaccine Development at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, is helping to oversee human studies of the experimental vaccine in Mali. With enough people vaccinated for the trial, Levine says the second phase involving healthcare workers could serve as a hedge against local spread of the deadly virus by immunizing those close to Ebola patients.
If the vaccine is working in humans, like it worked in non-human primates, then we may be able to greatly diminish transmission, maybe even interrupt transmission in localized areas by immunizing contacts of known patients and doing a very good job of immunizing healthcare workers.
In the laboratory, the drug was 100% effective in protecting monkeys against infection with the Ebola virus and did not cause side effects. In the first phase, investigators are now looking to see whether the vaccine is safe and well tolerated in humans. Levine stresses the experimental vaccine, developed by researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the British drug manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline, is not a treatment for Ebola, but it may prevent those who've been exposed to the lethal virus from developing the illness.
One thing we don't know today is whether, like smallpox vaccine, we can prevent Ebola, even though somebody may be 2 days or 3 days into the incubation.
After a second phase of a study, Levine says the vaccine will have to undergo a phase 3 clinical trial in which it's given to large groups of people to confirm its effectiveness in preparation for regulatory approval. There's no prediction on when the final trials are likely to be conducted. Another experimental vaccine just began early human safety trials this week at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Maryland. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.